The irony of life is such, at the same moment I let the ink flow, started writing this here poem with a love for her to hear it. Not even an hour passed, my mother's body disconnected from her spirit. Few tears started soaking up my t-shirt. Seen the face of God, I seen doves. Then it got real blurred. My mother gave her life to others. Others lived for themselves and left us some baggages full of suffering. Her managers and other high-ranking officials together plotted to sabotage her militancy. Sat her in an open cell for a year and a half, where metal sharpnel will rain through an innocent breeze. And while they gave themselves a golden parachute, moms got sick at age 50, she had to bear the news. Left me with a few words as a legacy. I carry on a battlefield, on a war with destiny. In this economy we flaunt and we justify. The forest weeps, even animals pick up the vibe. Staring at a screen fronting like we wanna save the planet, and cry when a few bucks out of our paycheck vanish. While they poison in the air 500,000 dead, as if COVID's the only culprit. That being said, what's happening's not a surprise. Very logical, the consequence of this economy is ecological. And I still wanna believe that there's a higher power, while my belief in the humankind is rather sour. And that's to say, we only get what we deserve. And when the tundra disappears, new viruses will emerge. When I was born, I was crying, I wasn't laughing. Perhaps I knew that I was thrust within a huge disaster, a sacrifice at the altar of this human folly. Insects we crushed do more for us than this melancholy. This capitalistic system will exist only for everybody at the table getting fed. It's 2020, it's Judas who got his fix. Ate all the bread still, Jesus let him live. While we protest multinational, supermarket change 50 years ago, we the people let him win the game. Lower prices, more processed food, cheaper brands. How we know to trust them when they slap organic on a stamp? We are responsible for this current circumstance. We vote and manifest, we hate what we see happening. Rallies full of hate, waiting for the perfect catalyst. But the revolution will be tied to our consumption in America. Health and prevention's almost a great sin, which means the patient and the client are the same thing. Proper nutrition, that medicine is less expensive, but Medicare will do you better when the cancer festers. How many back and forth with some arrogant physicians, walking through corridors of hospitals in poor conditions, in which many of us suffer the worst trauma, any sad places where humanity is non grata. The health systems are fragmented. You got good nurses and doctors on a one shot, but on the other side, Big Pharma is outsized. Like the Mexican cartel, the scheme is organized crime. Promoting breakthroughs, a mascot on steroids who refuses to die, numbing his pain with some opioids. A dealer rocking a pharmacist apron who sells a snake oil in a lab down in Dayton. And at the end of the day, only intentions matter. Reality will always catch up to the reckless chatter. Solutions easy to find, it's not a secret. Thinking about our youth, damn, we in some deep shit. Could send it to this carnival, mapped out on the long term. Costume party, the youth a mask with the Mossberg. A shipwreck where it's survival of the fittest. A perpetual revisit of 2009 misses. Platforms where you see doctors become the journalists. Alarmist journalists become doctors. We watch it burn again, we cancel. Judge and crucify, but it depends who. Those who own the channels choose who they put the lens to. And it's hard to form alliances and get people to buy in, while some looking for buzz, while others is doing science. And I never thought I'd see the day where great professors get scolded on by TV personalities who talk all day. Where the last in class considers himself a genius, much like a terrorist. The same DNA sequence, the YouTube and the TV channel residents, singing off tune American Idol of medicine, spewing agendas off a script with mad confidence, pushing for measures bringing catastrophic consequence. And the worst that's yet to come won't even be a virus. These tools will all be stuck when it comes to the next crisis. All I could do is laugh at these godless fear mongers. The fear of death became the church within their subconscious. Could a simple vaccine bring solidarity? Nah, the world's gluttonous with a big lack of parity. Under the guise of protecting the elders, billions being made on the deadliest weapons. Stats replacing words by technocratic nurse numbers and ratios, leading this undemocratic world. When they don't like the numbers, they get thrown in the trash. Hidden truths hidden behind these letters they used to mask. But who's held accountable and where's the transparency? We get it, your type plays by different rules apparently. Painkillers, other legal drugs in all our cabinets. And when we mention natural remedies, they start bashing us. Our city subjected to the laws of the dirty dozen. I turn the news on and all I see is a bunch of suckers playing with human emotions and taking them for hostage. Pumped us with fear, rational thoughts lost in the process, leaving a welcome sign for fascism to enter. Popping pills to numb ourselves for the dark winter. Mr. Congressman, our hands cannot stop the flow of sand. Why so many houseless in the cold? Make us overstand conspiracies inspired by conspiracy. conspirators who conspire, turn around and blame conspiracy theorists. Throughout history, all we've seen is war and rifts. So don't try to tell me plots don't exist. Kicks to the gut, schemes for the wicked. Gentlemen dressed in nice suits, we call it business. Lies and weapons of mass distraction. Millions are dead while the consent is manufactured. Selling war as a noble cause, you know the cost is death. Every time they lower oil costs, fighting the war on drugs, down with the communists. But really, they use drug money to kill the communists. While crack cocaine was tearing up the hood, seen it in the 80s, they were scheming on us good. During the month of March, they gave us their analysis. The economy could tank, we gotta salvage it. And just about a half a million deaths later, fake news, real news, who got the correct data? Yeah. Red alert, it's nobody move and nobody gets hurt. Panic buying toilet paper in a bunker, running a Milgram experiment on Archie Bunker. So many lies peddled, people believe in nothing. Disconnected from it all, rather make up something. And yes, fear and paranoia can make you an addict. Cause and effects got you doing pseudo mathematics. Hope is thin in this divisive atmosphere. Too much smoke blowing up our ash for the path to clear. And if you got time to post a million hateful comments, can you keep the plight of the less fortunate in your conscience? You don't want them here, right? The earth is bigger, drunk driving with your mask on and a hurt liver. And as you wear your mask, you also wear it on your sleeve. Same way you'll change your mind depending on the wind speed. But don't worry, Jack, got my finger on the pulse. Gather the sheep and the pork, I'ma hit them off. And if it's the number of deaths that you wanna stop, 1% of the armament budget will make it drop. Every year, 8 or 9 million lives could be saved. Providing clean water's been a failure. While these dummies playing, way too busy brandishing their guns. While they selling jet fighters to Saudi Arabia. We playing with fireworks during these deadly times. Life and death decided by arbitrary lines. Life is not black and white, just a happy chaos. We celebrate until death comes to end the seance. During this pandemic, they pitting them against them. How many dead waiting for a cure against death? Can you read the hypocrisy on their face when you bury the ones you hate just so you can save face? And so it seems that many seem to forget that we not a bunch of computers you can fix when you sick. Speculated bubbles and economic growth gave us a sense of invincibility deep inside our soul. When it hits the fan, they say artist is not essential. When we hit a rough patch, as if music isn't helpful. Yet you use our names when it's time to raise the funds. When times are bad, you drop us like we weigh a ton. But nothing new under the sun, my young gunner. In this country, a real job is one that makes you suffer. From a sinking ship, we film the one who drowns and turn around and act like a modern day Malcolm now. 20 years ago, marketers killed the music, privatized the hospitals, guess who's the biggest loser? The way I see it, unity's gone. Obama, Bush, the Clintons, and the Trumps sang the same song. Our daughters can't breathe, our sons can't breathe. Their future walking on a tightrope, no plan B. Can see the world of tomorrow written on their faces. We judge them and categorize them. It makes me anxious between cliches of terror and homages. Soon to be washed up by a tsunami of broken promises. America on papers full of inspiring pablum. When the real America's really a war factory. No talk of reparations, ghetto still segregated. We know the numbers like Lauren got us miseducated. Corrupt police culture and bunch of corrupt officials ready to screw our future up to move up a little. Stuck in a juvenile wrestling match, as if you had to crush or hurt people to get your message passed. I'm not impressed, and there's those who think they on the left, cause they sitting at a bar drinking with couple blacks. You might think you know a few, but you don't know their fight. Hard to picture life in the basement from the 8th flight, until the night you get in a scuffle and catch a right. That's when you went from being left to the extreme right. And I try not to judge, cause anyone can change. Not a child of violence, I'd rather the peace reign. We pay our taxes whether win or losses, so we still as American as these folks that be burning crosses. And you could write about your epigenetics, trying to cope against the times changing, that's just pathetic. Pointing fingers at Africa when you speak of corruption, when nepotism's all we see in this banana republic. You think we equal? Lies, brothers and sisters, lies. Are you listening? Nah. Do you respect this? Lies. Put in perpetual second class to keep you balanced. The American dream sold to the biggest addicts. Alt-right reactionary, liberal anarchists inventing words. What the hell's a right-wing populist? Plurocrats for bureaucrats, eco-anarcho-fascists. Killing each other at the bottom while they get mad rich. Deforestation, exporting manufacturing jobs to keep the Dow Jones popping, lives get sabotaged. Slave labor overseas, corporate takeovers. Mansions in America, Africa's the layover. Migrants in overcrowded boats, don't nobody care. We ransack their land for them to die there. We sign contracts, then we swindle out of them. Amen, you out of luck if you live in Yemen. Bombs, drone fighters, it's the avatar. How many kids die? Politicians don't say Allahu Akbar. Look at Vietnam, look at Cambodia. Kissinger was never judged, they put him on a podium. You could round up 400,000 innocent lives and get the Nobel Peace Prize for killing them. Easy to study the theory and codes of their religion. This ain't the definition of war, this is terrorism. Articulating these ideas became complicated, especially when emotions get implicated. And tomorrow we'll cry tears for the present day, just for us to come right back to where we are today. Thinking back of Kyle Rittenhouse or that driver back in Nice who ran over a crowd. It's the same anger, same madness behind the Irish. They'll say one is depressed, the other is part of ISIS. It's the culture they be promoting, that's the real problem. You gotta make them talk about you to become somebody, to represent a cause, no longer be anonymous. Rashaka News is the favorite drug of the audience. Then we post on Facebook and we tweet our moves, showing the best parts and highlights. We pick and choose, picture perfect life, mad exotic places, perfect relationship, Photoshop machinations. And when that breakup happens, it's F everything. Fishing for more likes as a medicine. And when depression and hate meet at the altar, it's a deadly date with the Grim Reaper as a stalker. It's nothing deep, there's really no rhyme or reason. Only a fire that's exposed during the hottest season. Looking for meaning so we roam. Life could be lonely, nobody wanna die alone. I think about it but can't find a solution. Self-centered punks out the brunch, living an illusion with some delusions of grandeur. Looking for some answers on TV, inspired by the life of dead gangsters. You got the Proud and the Boogaloo Boys who feel entitled to a land that was stolen from natives. Calling the BLM protesters a bunch of hooligans. Cops were killed during the storm. Who you trying to fool again? Certain media's trying to downplay it. And when we saw the cops kill Floyd, they try to blame him. Dog whistling, we tired of the double talk. Seeing pundits do linguistical somersaults. Hard to express in 140 characters. So I do it here, love, love. That's how I'm sharing it. In an era where extreme discourse became banal, the bully pulpit throwing tomatoes at the crowd. Since 9/11 seems more souls are closed-minded. If you got a different belief, they wanna clothesline it. They know my background, so every time somebody's killed, they wanna know my opinion as if I bore the guilt. Same excrement, different toilet. Joseph Kony still killing is so disappointing. And little by little, they peg us as the enemy to low information voters who we might never see. But when we win big, the skin color vanishes. Look how we celebrate sports after a championship. Tired of rapping about the same problems for 20 years. It's easy to sell the world as black or white and be a millionaire. Wanna be rich? Deny history, that's the grift. What a masterful denial with an asterisk. Let's be afraid to be in public and protect our hearts. Manipulated by our fears that's keeping us apart. That's what a terrorist wants, right? To keep us scared. I guess so far they won, cause we already there. You hear the way they talk, they despise the underclass. School curriculums whitewashed with a bunch of crap. Michael Brown, Rodney King, to Michelle Zegler. But they love you for Stephen Curry or Clyde Drexler. But if you ain't around those neighborhoods, you never know. How many friends I had to bury, can never let it go. Way too young to die, victims of senseless killings. No peace, it's life or death in certain US cities. And it's hard to comprehend if you ain't lived that. To be harassed for what you look like, where you live at. A world destroyed by folks who got nothing to lose. Inflict the pain on the innocent cause they make the rules. It breeds anger, homegrown terrorists who shoot up schools under some fictitious narrative. Discriminated at school, and when you look for jobs, every field, even housing, you have to fight the odds. And then your youth start to believe it, they feel ostracized. Generation at the margin, pauperized. Flip side, so in love with so-called excellence of these white-collar ass crooks that they be selling us. Get paid, only dollars to hit a warship. They don't wanna read about Kwame Ture, they rather flossing. Cause all the words, they steal them and they flip them. They weaponize them and they use them on the victims. And the intolerant, deemed as culture warriors, acting like they the victims, they the ones that been victorious. A society where only themselves consider righteous, and any other culture gets treated like a virus. Imbecilic debates, don't wanna partake. Hate speech can never enter in a God's space. They try to make you choose sides, either good or bad. Am I Charlie or not? I'm just me, and that just makes them mad. Picture a convalescent shooting up a hospital. Nowadays, critical thought seems impossible. Living life with death omnipresent in your subconscious, inundated with negative thoughts that you gotta process. Been in a major crisis ever since my day of birth. The elders tell me it's been like this since they've been on earth. Compassion packed her bags and she left the block, leaving a nation afraid, boiling in a melting pot. And when the drama hits, people want a scapegoat. All this time, the elected leaders had a say so. Treated like bonobos, bottom of the totem pole. We free, but it's when you're free that you're more vulnerable. Imagine if I just lose it and start wilding out, and they kill me as my weapon starts to shout out. I know it's sad, they will make me out as a pariah and say I was radicalized 5 minutes prior. We take note, we accept it, and we shut our mouths while the police force repress and control the crowd. Our people suffering, crying out without a cent, but a society that suffers 100%. This ain't working, we need something that works better. We can't relate, these politicians don't bring us together. Our lives are like fireworks on January 1st. We didn't cause the mess, they want us to clean the dirt. It's war against this and war against that, but war is when the bombs blow and wigs get capped. Ask the elders who survived the Nazi regime. Go to Syria and Yemen, ask them what they see. On all subjects, security and the economy. The MAGAs that try to say things were better back in slavery goes back to the clash of civilizations, breeding violence and effects of globalization. The money crosses borders, information crosses borders, narcotics cross borders, and the oil crosses borders. And money never travels alone, so it's no surprise bloodshed and sorrow also crosses borders. Maybe since Eisenhower's when we held the leash, our country decided to be the world police. Like a deadbeat dad, the land we live in. Is it too much to ask for Uncle Sam to love his children? Land of the migrants, land of opportunity, stolen from the natives, decimated their communities. How many lynched, how many tears poured, how many moms screaming, dear Lord. And I still stand for peace, even though it seems technology wants us to beef. In 10 years we witness a century's worth, mad loss, our entire value system is hurt. And yeah, different generations speaking different dialects. Imagine 30 years ago, if they had the internet, we could debate about it, it's an accelerator. Members in white supremacist groups would be a lot greater. Politicians let it fester and grow, better or worse, all they care about is getting a vote. Some lives matter, other lives not much, little to no punishment after the Capitol rush. While the indigenous are silenced, while pipelines laid, pretty little speeches, Wall Street gets paid. Minerals in Congo, who cares, those are Negroes. The shareholders' appetites larger than Depot's. While reality shows, sucking on our brain cells. Metal hard-headed hearts encased in the same shell. Instagram and Facebook, gassing up our egos. Priming you for brainwash by fascistic ethos. Is the world much worse? I doubt it. But it's on repeat, in the background while we browsing. And it marinates inside our soul for days, and the echoes of anxiety runs deep inside our brain. Watching documentaries, feeling blue, but if I'm honest, I'd rather just watch some animals, cause I can feel the God inside them. And if I die, it's with a loving heart, my friends. I'm still here, waiting for their world to end. I'm still here.